The revised version extends the order through May 15th and expands upon previous employee screening requirements. Washington Health spokesperson Susan Cerniglia says one of the bigger changes is the CDC's updated list of symptoms to check for.
Basically anything that's unusual for the individual, we'd want to take note of that and have them stay away from work if possible while those symptoms resolve.
The revised order goes into effect on May 1st. Taylor Pinson, WEMU News.